Welcome, welcome, everybody. Blog Talk
Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Please forgive the little delay. I was unable to get into the switchboard. Technical difficulties, it happens. So today we are talking about 10 tips on jumping back into the dating world after a breakup or divorce. And I'm so excited because I have two wonderful, awesome guests who can definitely talk about this topic because they've been through it. We have the wonderful, beautiful model, Priscilla Katrina. Yes, we do. And we also have the wonderful, beautiful, my Christina M. Dukes. Yes, we do. Christina has been on the show before, so she is a certified life coach. And I cannot wait to get these tips out here, figure it out. How can you be happy, you guys? That's what we really want to know, right? About living your authentic self, enjoying life. So, with no further ado, I'm going to welcome my first guest, and then we'll have Christina come on as well. Ms. Priscilla.
Hello. Hi, Hanif.
How are you? Girl,
I am
just
great. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. This blog talk thing was working my nerves this morning, but it's all good. We are on.
It's okay.
I'm like, what is going
all
on?
All good. All good. Thank you for having me on here today.
No problem. I'm excited because I know that you can definitely tell our listeners, give them great 10 tips. But I also want them to know how you actually took your time. So, but before we get on, let me get Miss Christina Dukes on. I know she was probably wondering, where is my niece? one second. Christina, I'm trying to see. I don't see you on the switchboard. Hold on. One second. Before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me. And if you want to join the conversation a little later, everybody, make sure that you press 1. I'm going to take this chance. I think this is Christina here. Christina? Nope. Okay, so that's not her. Christina? Hello? Nothing. All right. Well,
hey, that's what it is. It's a live broadcasting.
It's a live show, and what I'm going to do is take maybe a little 3-second break, and we're going to come right back so that we can go ahead and get right into this topic, because I know people are waiting, and then hopefully then she will click on. So we're going to go to my commercial, everybody, and let's see what Revive has to talk about.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers. With antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Hey, Revive does work, everybody. Tastes good in a little cocktail, too. Just thought I'd say that. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Simply Honey Radio Show. And that's me, she, your girl. We're talking today 10 tips on jumping back into the dating world after a breakup or a divorce. And it isn't easy, especially if you've been with someone very long. to get back into that groove. So, Christina is on the line. Hey. And we also have our lovely Priscilla. So, Priscilla, talk about what you did prior to jumping back into the dating world.
So, for those that don't know, because I don't really share the story often, but
right.
I am a divorcee, and I've been one going on 3 years, actually, coming in January. It would be 3 years. So for me, it took a lot of time. Even now, it's still quite difficult because jumping in and kind of having those thoughts that are embedded in your mind because of the divorce that you've been through and the failed relationship.
Right.
Because most people, they always speak about divorce. It's like a death, and it is. It's like a parting of souls. And so for me, it was all about taking my time and just finding myself and just rebuilding. It was about rebuilding my self-esteem, rebuilding, even if it comes to money, rebuilding my bank account, inwardly. So, you know, going back to church, finding God again. Because as you go through those things, you know, you oftentimes, for me, I blamed God as a believer. And that was very difficult because, you know, I wanted it to work. I wanted my relationship to work and to see that it wasn't working. Of course, for me, I blamed God, but I know that it wasn't his fault. And
right.
It wasn't his fault. And he was showing me the signs before going into the relationship. I just wasn't listening. So it wasn't his fault. And, yeah, so for me, it was about rebuilding and just taking my time and not jumping into anything serious or anything. It took me 2 years to even really consider dating anybody.
But I think that's commendable because you took out the time to work on you. And a lot
right.
of times when we have a difficult breakup, our divorce, people jump right into
right.
another relationship, and then that doesn't work. It's just unhealthy, I think. I really commend you for
right.
that. You waited.
Yes.
So
yes,
what would be two tips that you would give? Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Finish your question.
Two tips to say to tell someone now you can start to get back into the dating world.
Yeah, again, it's all about building your self-esteem, your self-worth, and self-confidence. I think that's very important because you want to attract a confident man, not someone that's looking to take advantage of you because your self-esteem is low. That's one thing. That's a huge tip for me. And jumping back in, I feel like you have to know what exactly is that you want and what you won't put up with. Times when we, you know, go back into dating, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you haven't been with anybody for a while and you need that love and support. But, you know, sometimes we jump into things too quickly. So I feel like we have to know what exactly it is that we want and what we won't deal with in a relationship.
That's good.
Yeah.
You do need to know what you want. Be clear on that because that's exactly what you're going to attract.
Right, exactly.
Christina,
are
you there?
Those are my tips.
Well, we're not done, girl.
Yes, I am here. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Christina.
Oh, we're good, girl. We've been having difficulties. Technical difficulties. I guess they didn't want this out, but we're going to get it out, okay? We're going to give people some good tips on, you know, jumping back into this dating world because it's very important. For you, Christina, tell everybody just a little bit about your story and what you did to prepare yourself to be in the dating world.
So good afternoon, everybody. I'm Christina Dukes. I'm a success manifestation coach, an author, public speaker, thought leader, and I work with creative entrepreneurs and professionals, helping them to align their natural talents and spiritual gifts with processes that generate profits. So a little bit how I got here, I went through a major breakup that actually helped me find my purpose. So I help people go through some of their toughest life transitions, and what we do is we're realistically trying to take their setbacks and use them as comebacks. So for me personally, yeah, I went through a horrible breakup that caused me Love What Priscilla Said, like, there was a time when I questioned God, because I actually went through a very public breakup in church. And, and was told by people, and I didn't realize that this wasn't just a breakup, that I was actually going, because I've always been a very strong woman, and didn't realize I was going through mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse. I didn't know what it was because I'd never faced it before. And I went through it in my church, which was supposed to be a huge safe haven for me. And, but to be honest with you, it was one of the best things that happened to me, because it just allowed me to have a greater relationship with God. So in my time of trying to figure out, well, why is this happening to me, God was taking me on a path to find myself. And it was actually a life coach that helped me figure it out. All my pastors at church couldn't help me. I went to therapy. It was really bad. And it was a life coach who said, what are you going to do with it? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, this is your opportunity to change the world. How many people are going through what you went through? And that was sort of my aha moment. It was an interesting process. But what I would definitely say, and I'll kind of jump into some of my tips. And one of the first things that I did was I had to take some time to take care of myself. Because I didn't realize I had been putting everybody else's needs, what everybody else wanted, what was important to everybody else in front of me. And it came to a place where I know people say being selfish is bad, but I literally had to, like, get a little bit selfish because
selfish isn't being bad. There has to be a little bit of that in your life. Because if you don't, I know that we're here to serve, absolutely, but if you don't take care of yourself, I'm such an advocate on self-care and self-love and self-esteem, you cannot give anybody anything. And I love the fact that you said, you know what, I'm going to be selfish. And sadly, you know, I'm a believer and I go to church too, but the church does this. And we have got to stay out of people's business and allow God to do what he does. That is the first thing I want to tell you. I really do not like that.
Trust me, now I know.
Yeah, because they'll tell people that are in abusive relationships to stay and work it out. That is not of God. Sorry, but it isn't. And we're not supposed to be doing that. We have to uplift and encourage. If they're going through other things and you can, you know, counseling may work, cool, but no, ma'am.
Absolutely.
So,
and you know what, I guess in some respect, I guess, like, I can't even get mad at the church because they're sometimes not even equipped to handle some of these situations that are happening.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important.
But then that's why we have to learn to exercise silence. See, when we are a believers and we have to actually go by the word, there's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't know and we don't have the counsel for it, then, you know, guide you guys to it, but don't tell people to stay. I really have a problem with that.
Or
treating the woman bad.
Well, because we're sometimes taught to be good servants, is to just be meek and don't say anything and just get run over. And then you're weary and then, you know, you're just giving your all. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times we're spiritually taught to sometimes, just lay down and just let everyone run over you and take advantage of you. And then when everyone's pretty much good and done with you, then you're just kind of out in the wilderness on your own.
Girl, you better preach to the choir right now.
However, I truly believe that in my personal opinion, and I could be wrong and it may not apply to everyone, the moment when you really, really find your core passion, your purpose, your mission on earth is that moment when you hit rock bottom. So sometimes it's not the spirit of rejection, it's actually the spirit of redirection.
No, I agree with that. I think I think a lot of us have to hit rock bottom in order for change to happen. unfortunately. And I think a lot of humans, we just have, that's the way we learn, unfortunately. You know, we have
absolutely
to hit that brick wall more than once.
Right.
And I remember,
just to piggyback on, what Christina said in regards to hitting rock bottom and then, you know, finding, it's like a redirection. I know for me, when I was in the marriage at that time, it was all about him. And so once we separated and got the divorce, I was partially modeling at that time, but not completely. And once I separated from him, it was like an instant, like God opened the doors for modeling. And that really became like a passion for me. And now, you know, thankfully I'm able to do it more often than I was before. So it was like a, like you said, it was like a redirection and not just, and it just opened that door for the passion. So
no, I love that. But also sometimes our mates, if we allow, can hinder our growth and our blessing, especially when it's
That's not so really
for you or God-ordained. And we like to convince ourselves that union was God-ordained. But I'm telling you, when it's supposed to be, not marriage isn't really easy, but it just shouldn't be a lot of destruction of each other. And that happens.
Yeah.
And that is not of God at all. And so he can't bless you in that mess at that point, at that time. And so when you release, I believe when you release all that toxic in your life, isn't it funny how you're redirected and this rebirth happens and all these doors open.
Exactly.
I just love God. Christina, give two tips.
Okay. So the first one, like I said, was to take time. Okay. The first one, like I said, was to take time to take care of yourself and put yourself first. So the second thing, and so these are going to kind of be two tips in one, but the second thing I did was I reevaluated my own core values and what was important to me. I like made this decision that I was never going to go through this again. So it allowed me to reevaluate myself, my core values, my beliefs, and what was important to me. Because as I began to, so I'm sort of a law of attraction teacher, and as I began to become open to law of attraction and realizing that I attracted that whole mess because I didn't know what I wanted, and I was allowing anything to occupy in my space. So I got really clear about what was important to me and what were my non-negotiables and what I wasn't going to tolerate, because I had, like, the way I grew up was like, you know, I always adjusted myself for the relationships I was in. I always adjusted myself to what he liked, or, you know, compromised myself and my values. And when I really got clear about what I wanted and what was important to me, I was no longer willing to adjust. He should be adjusting for me and what is important to me. And I kept going back to that Proverbs 31 woman and who she was and what she was about and how strong she was. And so in that whole process, it allowed me to also go in and really reevaluate what I was looking for in a life partner. And I did end up meeting someone who had the qualities that I wanted. And even some of the ones that were not like quite 100%, I kind of learned what to do to kind of say, okay, God, is this the right person? Because a lot of times we don't know. We don't really know how to correctly ask it. So there were some techniques that I learned in order to kind of get what I wanted out of, you know, my relationship and change things for my own benefit. Because I think that you need to really look at everything that you're attracting in your life and say, how does it benefit me? Not only how I benefit the other person, but how does it benefit me? What value is this bringing to my life? So I began looking at everything in terms of added value.
Yeah, and you know, we don't have time to waste. I think you have to date with a purpose. Nobody has time to waste at all. Your time is precious, and we should respect that. I think we have a caller, and then after I do this caller, get this caller on the line, I want to ask you guys. We gave two tips, but we're going to give at least two more, because I know that there's more that we can do to just jump back into that dating world. And then I want you guys to tell me how much fun you're having as well. So 1 second. Caller, you're on the air with Simply Honey. Hello? Number 9166, last four numbers, caller? Okay, guess not. All right, so listen, everybody, only press 1 if you want to be chimed in and join the conversation. If you don't press 1. Okay, now, back to what I was saying. How much fun are you having? We'll start with Priscilla, right now, as you are dating.
As I'm dating, it's definitely been a joy just to not have it so serious. It's not, you know, it's not about being serious. It's about, you know, going to different places, going to the beach, and just enjoying the time together with that person. It's not, you know, you're not devoted wholeheartedly that your life is revolving around theirs, that you have your own life, and that they have their own life. But when you guys come together, it's about, like, just enjoying the time that you guys have together. And I think that that's very precious. And experiencing new things together, I feel like that just really adds just the joy to, you know, to my life to have to do that.
And I love it because also, you know, you guys are becoming friends. And you have to build that friendship before anything else. I think it's really important to have friends. Same question for you, Christina.
Awesome. So, I'm enjoying myself. I'm traveling the world, and I created a vision board, and I just decided what I wanted to do. So now, through affirmations, one of my major affirmations is I'm constantly attracting purpose partners, people that are going to help me fulfill my purpose.
Oh, all right. I like that.
So I'm just in an entirely different space right now, and I'm loving it, absolutely.
Because that's what it's about.
That's awesome. Like when you say that, Christina, yeah. you're talking about, it doesn't even have to, like, for me, they don't have to be in my life for a long period of time. It can just be, like, a short period of time where they're giving you purpose and you're instilling purpose in them. And then if that's it, then, you know, on to the next one and, you know, whatever God brings our way. I like that.
I love it. That's good. That's good. Give us two more tips from you, Priscilla.
So for another tip for me that I've noticed when you're jumping back into dating, is the, like, out with the old. Don't close that door completely. Don't entertain that, because I feel like that could hinder your future relationships.
Right.
I feel like physical ties, emotional ties, let that person, the last person go, and don't even hold on to them, because from my experience, I felt like it has hindered my relationship in the past, like where I didn't let go of an ex and my current boyfriend at the time. It affected our relationship. So I felt like you have to let go and loose all those emotional and physical ties, everything, let them go. Don't even have any contact with them. That's my opinion.
Yeah, because it's not going to turn out right. You really got to let that go and move forward in order for what you have to work.
Right, exactly. And I feel like honesty is and communication is a huge key to building the relationship that you're in now. And in dating, I feel like you have to be honest. I mean, of course, you don't want to share everything necessarily and open up to that person. But I feel like if the relationship is progressing in that direction and they're asking you questions, I feel like honesty and communication is key to building.
Yeah,
exactly.
I always say don't bamboozle anybody and start your relationship off with lies. Because I don't care how long you stay together, it will eventually come to the forefront. And when it does, if you've been together for a long time, it's really going to hit hard. So just be truthful. There's no need to lie. Either that person is for you or isn't, or is not. Either he's called to be a husband or he isn't. And I do believe that you date for a purpose. You're not out here just dating just to be dating, but enjoy yourself along the road. So, Christina, give me your two extra. Two more.
So one of the first, like, I definitely agree with Priscilla. Like, and it took me so long to do this because there was this little piece inside of me that was like, okay, God will fix this and bring him back and do this. And like Priscilla was saying earlier, I ignored all the red flags, all the things that were clear that we were incompatible. I ignored them because I was feeling like, okay, well, on paper, he looks appropriate. It looks good. You know, this
right.
is what every girl dreams of. So I was, like I said, adjusting myself. So one of the most important things, like she said, sometimes you, like, do it sooner than later. And I didn't do this. And that's why I'm going to advise anyone who's going through this right now to do it immediately. Get rid of all the stuff that the person gave you. Just get rid of it, burn it. I mean, like, it's the best way to just kind of, I know it sounds extreme, but I didn't do this until, so I've been out of my breakup for, like, about 2 years, and I didn't do this until probably 6 or 7 months ago. I didn't even realize that I had the energy of this person around me residually. And sometimes, unfortunately, you guys are going to have mutual friends, but you're just going to have to cut the cord and take a loss. Like,
yep, I agree with that.
And now that right there is probably the toughest part, is giving up your mutual friends. But you got to realize that when it comes to things like breakups, people just can't play neutral.
Right.
No, they can't.
No, it's really difficult. And the second thing I think is most important is that you rebound within reason, meaning you should date. I think you need the energy of, like, you need that male energy. Like, nothing committal. But I think it's okay to go out and do things. I'm not saying sleep with anyone or, you know, be promiscuous. But I, in my opinion, I feel like you need to build yourself back up, and you do need energy of the opposite sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know what? For me, that part was very difficult because, you know, when you're married, you know, you're open to that, like, to having sex, you know. And it's okay because you're married. And so for me, that piece of it was hard to date because that was a longing for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So for me it was hard to date without that expectation that's there. And even now it's very difficult. It's like, it's just one of those things you think about because you were in that relationship where it was just open. It was under God, so it was just open. So for me, it's hard to date without, you know, going that extra mile.
I understand. So do you feel like dating now? I mean, like, 'cause when you kind of look at, like, okay, well, if you know, like, okay, I'm a person where I, you know, feel like I'm not going to have sex until I'm married, or, you know, if you've already been married, or if you feel like that's not what you want, I'm not here to tell you whether you should or you shouldn't, because that's you, you know, that's your,
yeah.
Like, your relationship with God is personal, and it has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to sit here thumping you, you
right.
know, like, oh, you
right.
can do it this way, and this, and this, and this, and this, you know, like, I'm not going to do that to you. It's my position to, like, understand you more. But do you feel like a lot of times, like, when you're getting out into the dating world, do you kind of feel like my expectations of what this situation is really high?
You know what? It is. I do feel that just because, you know, just going through, like, being, I guess, married and then coming out and then, you know, going through the dating thing, I feel like my expectation is very high. It's very, very high. And so that's something that I've had to kind of, you know, like, just kind of, like, take a step back and just look at it and see, like, why is it this way? Because I have so many expectations. And so for me, I have to, like, in a sense, not have that for that person because they may not even be my husband. So I'm putting all this
mm-hmm.
expectation on this person,
mm-hmm.
and they may not even necessarily be my husband. And it just doesn't make for a fun dating experience, I guess. Because expectations are
good.
So high.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you don't want to have those expectations that high.
Yeah.
But you'll learn, and you're enjoying yourself, and you'll get it. You'll get it. For some,
yeah.
it just takes time. It takes time.
Yeah. yeah.
And give yourself permission
to
take time and to grow, because you were
right.
married for so long, and you know you're used to that. But don't self sabotage yourself. That's.
See, that's the huge part. yeah.
So I'm going to say nothing else to anybody else. I know you broke up. I know you had a divorce. Don't you self-sabotage, you know, that good man.
I guess, you know, like there. One other thing I would recommend, which was actually another one of my tips, is that reevaluate why that person wasn't right for you and why it didn't work out. Because a lot of times, you know, it's different with men than women. Just in my opinion, from what I saw through my breakup, men, the way that they outlet themselves, they start dating like the next day or so. Like,
right.
I think sometimes they already have people lined up.
And they,
like,
do.
You just kind of sit in there like, how'd you find somebody so fast?
They
rebound
they
really, really
up.
Fast. but that's like their emotional outlet. That's how they emotionally get over it. You know what I mean? Like for a lot of men, it's easier for them to just forget about what they just came out of. They don't ever really deal with the trauma, so they jump into something else right away. And a lot of
but listen, for men, sex and all that is different for them than it is for us.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we have, that's why as a woman, I commend you. If that's not something you're doing while you're dating, good, because women are, we're so emotional. And
right.
And that's just a tough thing to play with. That's playing Russian roulette. For men, they can separate that. It could be a one night for them and they are good and they don't think about you no more. But that's why I believe you have to date with purpose. You have to use discernment. You just have to. But I do agree, have fun. Now, I actually like that, Christina, because I think, you know, we punish ourselves. Oh, I'm not going to date until that man come along. Well, you ain't going to know if you ain't going out nowhere.
Because
mm-hmm.
he's not
going to
come knocking on your door.
He's not. He don't know you. You need to go on and just enjoy life. And I have to say, watching Priscilla over the years, Priscilla, you're shining. And you remember, I think I told you a while back that you have this glow that
right.
is contagious, I think. And you can see that you've done the work and that you are happy. And so that's why you're attracting the right people. Now, you may be
yes.
dating now and he may not be husband material, but have your fun. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
You know, put all
Everybody
those thoughts behind
to
you. Yeah, hello, girl, Christina. You are so funny. We all got to hang out. Christina is hilarious. Christina's like, I'm gonna have me some fun. I ain't mad at you, girl. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even if you ain't having fun, I'm gonna have my own fun.
But we have to. And isn't it wonderful, you guys? Because you meet some of the most beautiful people in the world when you are out there just dating and enjoying. You know, life. That's what you're doing. And it's contagious. So
yeah,
someone wants
exactly.
to be around that. They want to be around that life. Mm-hmm. Ladies, give me mm-hmm. two more tips before we conclude our show on how yeah. we can just jump on back into the dating world and have some a good time. Whoever wants
you know,
to
we,
speak
we,
first.
Yeah, we talked about it in regards to not having, you know, high expectations as far as, like, going into the relationship because it is dating. For me, that's like, one of my things that I've had to work on is not having the, you know, the high expectation, like, okay, this person's going to be my husband, like, already. And I'm always
right.
Yeah, that's not realistic. So that's my thing is just have fun. You know, don't think about this as, you know, but like you said, honey, you know, date with a purpose. That is important, but the expectation of this person is going to be my husband and it's that serious, it's don't put that stress on yourself. Very important. And the one thing is, you know, being friends like that, I feel like that's very important. Having fun with that person, you know, just, you know, talk about, you know, regular things like wrestling and, you know, all that stuff. And that's what my interests are, but anybody out there, no, I'm kidding. So, for me, like talking about wrestling and, you know, like growing up in the islands, like just like different things that, you know, that you have in common, just be friends, you know, just talk about those things. So those are my tips.
And I think when you're doing that, and I want to be clear, don't give too much of yourself when you're dating women, because then you think that Mr.
Right.
Guy is really this awesome guy. But guess what? You've told him everything about you. Do the element of surprise. Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
Take your time. Be friends. Don't let them know every single thing about you. I mean, my goodness, then he has no reason to work for it because you tell him everything.
Right.
That is a big lesson I had to learn when I was dating. It's the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just enjoy yourself. And then if he's really interested in you, he wants to, he's going to pry. You know, he wants to know, where'd you come from? How was the islands? What is your favorite food? What is it that you like? And work for it. I just think sometimes we make it too easy, even when we're dating.
Right.
So just enjoy your dating time. Have a good time. And that right man to come along. Okay, Sister Christina?
Yes, ma'am. So I entirely agree with Priscilla about being friends. So a little background on, like, how I met my partner. We actually met online, and I didn't have any expectations at all. We live in two different countries. And, I mean, like, I didn't expect him. And I go visit him very often. I wrote it on my vision board, and it just happened. And I never really had any expectation at all. You know, I wasn't, I just wrote out my life partner list of what I wanted in a purpose partner and time. And I watched a lot of videos, like on YouTube, about choosing the right partner, like Christian marriage. Like, I just watched a lot of videos, and I didn't know that I was actually manifesting my ideal purpose partner in the process. I had no resistance toward it. So I just wrote the list, and then it was so interesting because just a few months ago, we've been dating for about a year, and just a few months ago, I looked at the list, and I was like, oh, wow, like, he's everything on this list, or at least has the potential to be. And so what I do now is I just write out how grateful I am that he is those things that maybe he's missing a little bit, and it's been working. It's been, you know, transpiring. And so So we just were friends, and I didn't expect anything. I still wasn't healed from my past relationship, but I told him about it, and he was very helpful in helping me heal and understanding me and not pressuring me, like, why don't you just get over it? You know, he never did that. It was like, okay, I'm here with you, and whenever you feel like you're ready, I'm here to talk. I could call him. And because you don't even realize, like, years later, you may still even cry about what happened because it's so traumatic and people handle trauma in different ways. And
absolutely.
I'm super emotional. So I would have a day I would just break down, like, why did this happen to me? Why am I going through this? And he would just listen. So my tip, most importantly, is have a confidant that will support you and not judge you, because you're going to need somebody to help you through what you're going through. And even if you're jumping back into the dating game, that's going to tell you, hey, girl, like, you've been on a whole lot of dates, or, hey, you got to get out there, or, hey, let me go with you. Or, you know, you're going to need that support system. The other thing is, which helped me to discover my purpose and create a business that I'm, you know, that I'm doing now from my breakup, is get professional help if you need it. If you have to get a life coach, if you have to see a counselor, if you have to see a therapist.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
Because
it depends on the degree of what you went through. There's nothing wrong with getting professional help. I think it actually can help you.
To get help. It is very especially if you go through a breakup, because you've got to process what happened, why it happened, and, you know, you may not get that other person to go to the counseling session with you, so you all could, like, they have this new term called conscious decoupling. I think that's amazing, because you need to be, like, at peace with what happened, instead of like, oh, it's just over and it's a big blowout emotional affair, and then you never get the closure that you need. I think that's one of the hardest things sometimes for people, is not having that closure. So professional help, in my opinion, is something that's very useful, and, you know, in the long run, you'll definitely see the benefits of it.
Right.
Love it. Well, listen, everybody, I'm going to have y'all on the show again, because this is good.
Yes,
and it was fun, and I hope everybody enjoyed our tips for jumping back into the dating world, of course, after a breakup or a divorce. And it depends on what type of breakup it was and what type of divorce it was. But I want to just always tell you to please be mindful to check your heart and be mindful of your thoughts and your words, because you may be the only God someone sees today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you to my two fabulous guests, Priscilla Katrina and Christina M. Dukes. Let me tell you guys, happiness is there, and you can enjoy life, and dating is a good thing, no matter what the media puts out there. Just take your time and be you, and make sure that you deal with your past the way that you're supposed to. All right, now, everybody, God bless. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.